Fourth parak of Suvis Mishnah Hay. La'olam b'vashusa avat shedikanes v'shusa bal l'nisuim. The husband, the father, has rights over her, even though she already had the erusin, and even though the time for the nisuin came. But as long as he didn't make the nisuin, the father has rights over his daughter. Yeah, ma'isa. She doesn't eat truma till the nisuin also. The ma'isa, she eats from the kedushin. She's Bas Yisrael, who's married to a kohen. Midrabanan, she doesn't eat truma till she goes to the nisuin. Moser ablish luchei abal. If the father gave her over to the messengers of the baal, or gave him to the baal himself, arevishus baal. This act of giving over to the husband or his shaluchim already puts her into the rishus of the baal. Holoch av shaluchim baal, or shaholchim shaluchim av shaluchim baal. If the father went with the messengers of the husband, or his messengers went with the messengers of the husband, still she's harei b'shus av. She remains in the rishus of the father, because he didn't give her over to the other party. Just walking together is not enough. If she is given over from the messengers of the father to the, and received by the messengers of the husband, that which we said, that she is nimsar, that her husband gives it over to the husband or his shluchim, she's considered a nesua. There's a discussion in the Gemara whether she's considered a nesua even in respect to eating truma, if her, she's a Bas Yisrael and her husband is a kohen, or not. That in respect to truma, she cannot eat truma till the actual chuppah is made.